Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Located in a run-down area in the capital city of Iran, there is a cemetery with thousands of graves belonging to Polish men, women, and children. All of these gravestones bear the same date, 1942. In that year, Iran stood as a beacon of hope for almost 1 million Polish citizens released from the Soviet labor camps in Siberia and Kazakhstan. After enduring terrible conditions, 115,000 of them entered Iran, among them 18,000 children. Upon their arrival, a makeshift city with over 2,000 tents was made along the shoreline of Bandar-e Anzali. It stretched for several miles with a vast complex of bathhouses, latrines, disinfection booths, laundries, sleeping quarters, bakeries, and a hospital. They remained in the country for up to 3 years, and their lives totally transformed in the process.
Я єстем дівчина з воїни, я не джанг біді. Іран اومدیم, خیلی خوشحال شدیم. همه گفته داره میام ایران. در محیط که ایرانی خودش سخت زندگی داشته. دشمن داشته امریکایی رو انگلیسی رو روسها رو اینا همه ارتش اینجا بود که من اومدم ایرانی رو اذیت کرده.
Set in the throbbing heart of the Middle East, Iran has been only a stone's throw away from wars and crises. And flanked by Iraq and Afghanistan, two countries with precarious political establishments, Iran has always played host to two of the largest and most protracted refugee populations in the world. According to the Bureau for Aliens and Foreign Immigrants Affairs, as of October 2011, the number of registered refugees in Iran added up to over 882,000, with 840,000 Afghan and 42,000 Iraqi refugees. Of this amount, around 97% are living in urban and semi-urban areas. The Iranians greeted the first large influx of Iraqi refugees back in 1980, 1 year after Saddam Hussein came to power in the country. It was also 1 year after the onset of the armed conflicts between the Ba'ath regime and the Islamic Republic, and as a result, many Iraqis of Iranian origin were banished to Iran. Meanwhile, many Iraqi political activists who were long under persecution headed for Iran, a country with which they could identify due to similar political and religious trends. In March and April 1991, after the Persian Gulf War, a series of popular rebellions rose in northern and southern Iraq. During this brief period of unrest, tens of thousands of people died, and nearly 2 million people were displaced. The second wave of Iraqi refugees began to flow towards the Iranian borders, more than 500,000 of them.
We decide to leave home, to leave all of what we own, to leave our house, to leave our all of what we own. So we leave Iraq and came to Iran.
I am as one of the Iraqi refugees in the Islamic Republic of Iran.
I am an Iraqi doctor, a British doctor, in Erbil city.
We've had a lot of discussions with people in Iraq about the situation in the camps. And I must say that the impression we get is that Iran has done very well and has put a lot of effort and a lot of its own money and resources into these camps.
Among the Iraqi refugees who took asylum in Iran, Iraqi Kurds take up a significant portion. During the 70s and 80s, a large segment of the Faili population in Baghdad, a group of highly influential Shia Muslim Kurds, were forcibly deported to the Iranian border by Debathis' regime that wanted to keep any potential dissidents and opposition at bay. The most violent phase of conflict between the Kurds and the Iraqi Baathist regime was during the Al Anfal campaign conducted between 1986 and 1989. Many villages were destructed and many people displaced. According to the statistics released by the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, the number of Iraqi refugees in Iran decreased to 205,000 by 2002. And since then, the West's tough sanctions on Iran inadvertently encouraged refugees in the country, including Iraqis and Afghans, to try their luck in European countries to such an extent that it became a serious crisis by 2015. A crisis described as an even bigger test than the economic meltdown in Greece. Another refugee population that's been in Iran for more than three decades is from Afghanistan, the country's eastern border, and the world's top producer of refugees, a position it has held for 32 years. Afghan migration to Iran began mostly in the early 1970s due to famine and economic problems, but intensified in 1979 with the outbreak of the Soviet war in Afghanistan. The newly established Islamic Republic of Iran opened its border to a mass of Afghan migrants, while the shadow of a bruising war was looming over it. Against such a backdrop, Iran welcomed Afghan migrants with open arms, entitling them to free primary and secondary education, as well as subsidized health care and food. A report by the UNHCR estimated that there were around 2.8 million Afghans in Iran by 1992. That's while Iran's Ministry of Interior estimates that the total number of Afghans in Iran is around 3 million. Of this number, around 90% are settled in or near urban areas with freedom to have work and a decent life.
من غلام علی جمالی ام بچه افغانستانم متولد کابل هستم 33 سال پیش از افغانستان با مشکلاتی که داشتم جنگ و درگیری بود از سربازی فرار کردم اومدم ایران
Out of the 35 million refugees in the world who are living outside their own national borders, at least 1.5 million have been registered in Iran. In fact, the Islamic Republic of Iran has been a main country to host the biggest refugee populations in the world for more than 30 years, despite years of war, sanctions, and economic problems, all on humanitarian grounds.
The Islamic Republic of Iran has received, at a certain moment, several million, now 800,000 registered refugees, not to mention all the other Afghans that are in Iran, for 30 years, with opening the borders, opening the houses, opening the hearts of the Iranian people to their Afghan brothers and sisters, and with very little support from the international community. This is absolutely true.
When I talk with the participants of this times, they used to repeat with the crying eyes that they never met such hospitality. They never met in their life such great hospitality. And I think that Iranian people, just the people who are the people who feel the other person.
Iran's kindness and sympathy towards the war refugees can be found in the memoirs and narratives of those who have lived through it.